telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're rejoining us, thanks for sticking around. I know everybody's been looking forward to this segment. I've got two experts on Head Start joining me this half hour for a very serious, very real discussion about how Donald Trump is dismantling Head Start, which is effectively childcare for the lowest income families, how he's putting us all at risk by doing that. But before we get into the serious business of today, I wanted to give my two very special guests the chance to weigh in on a lighter topic this afternoon. First of all, let me introduce you both. Casey Peeks is the Senior Director for Early Childhood Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Welcome, Casey. Thanks so much for making time. Happy to have you.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
And my other very special guest is Jen Bailey. She's the Executive Director of REACH, Dane County's Head Start Programming. Jen, thank you also for making time. You both have been very busy with all that is happening these days.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
So here's the light questions to start it off. We're doing a show poll, this show, asking all of our listeners to weigh in on who was the biggest loser yesterday, Seal, Drake, or the Kansas City Chiefs. Jen, I'll throw it to you first. Do you have a biggest loser favorite from yesterday?
As someone who didn't watch the game, I have to say the Chiefs. Sounds like it was a rough day for that team.
It was and I think that is a very safe choice, Jen. So I get it. And you have been very busy trying to save childcare in Wisconsin. So I understand why you need to carve out some time for the Super Bowl. Casey, who's your biggest loser from yesterday, Drake, Seal, or the Chiefs?
I have to say Drake. I think that was pretty brutal on top of the Grammys last week, also heavily focused on that diss track. So I'm going to go with Drake.
Yeah, Casey, I think I'm probably with it's hard. You ask me 1 minute. I re-listened to the Seal Mountain Dew commercial, and then I think he's the biggest loser. It changes. But if I had to make my bet would probably be with Drake. But ladies, let's turn now to the serious business of today's discussion with you both. First of all, Casey, let's just set the stage. What is the funding holdup for Head Start? And can you tell everybody, most people have heard the words Head Start. I don't think everyone knows what Head Start is and why it's so important.
Yes, of course. So I can start kind of just explaining what Head Start is, and then I can kind of give an overview of all that transpired last week, because it's kind of hard to follow. But Head Start is a federal program that provides childcare and also preschool services for children under age 5 living in poverty. It's a federal to local program. The federal government gives money to local grantees to provide these services for low-income families. And kind of as you said at the top, these are our lowest income families, most vulnerable children who desperately need these services, not just for childcare and preschool services, but they also get nutrition and other wraparound services if they're enrolled in Head Start. So it's just a critical resource for the families who are able to get those services. And last week there was, and I can't believe it's only been a week.
I know.
But last week there was a memo that the Trump administration put out freezing all of these federal grant programs. And initially it looked like it did include Head Start because Head Start programs couldn't access their funds. A judge got involved saying that freeze was illegal. The Trump administration also rescinded that memo. So they're saying that the freeze is done. They rescinded it, but we're still seeing that a lot of Head Start programs across the country and in Wisconsin are still unable to access those funds. And it's not really something that the Trump administration has been actively trying to get to the bottom of why those funds are still unavailable despite rescinding the freeze.
Yeah, my commentary here on this is another ham-fisted, completely sloppy, sort of wide-reaching memo that wasn't properly considered. Whether or not you agree with taking a very fine-tooth comb or a look at efficiency and effectiveness within government programming, I think most of us can agree that's good. Let's increase efficiency. This wasn't that. This was just a wholesale attack on all kinds of federal grants and funding programs. Often the programs that impact our most vulnerable within our communities, and certainly the hiccups, to put it mildly, but the complete freeze and isn't even coming impact of the withholding of Head Start funding has been really critical. Families are not able to put their kids into the Head Start program. Jen, I want to turn to you. You know a bunch about what's going on in Head Start programs in the state, specifically Dane County. Tell us, what have been the impacts of Donald Trump's freeze, not freeze, freeze again, maybe freeze, not sure what's happening, freeze, totally probably illegal, but they don't care about that freeze on federal grants.
Absolutely. The impact on the ground really has been chaos. The way our funding system works, every year Head Start programs get what's called a notice of award that says you are allocated X number of dollars to serve X number of kids and families. And that funding essentially lives in a cloud that we call our PMS system. And we have to draw down expenses in real time. So it's not the case that programs like Reach Dane and other Head Start programs get a check in the mail every year that here is your funding. We can only draw down the money as we have expenses. So we are very dependent on that system needing to work reliably. And up until January 28th, it always had. So we have expenses within 24 hours after we make the request, we have the funding available. And on the 28th, the funding was literally turned off in the night, totally unable to access the system. For Reach Dane, that was a payroll week, and we needed money to be able to pay our hardworking staff for time that they had already worked. So we ended up having to access a line of credit through our bank in order to make payroll because the funding was not available to us.
So to the best of your knowledge, Jen, and I have some information from both a press release and a letter issued yesterday by Senator Tammy Baldwin. Are there Head Start programs in this state that have shut down? Are there kids that aren't getting meals? Are there parents that cannot place their children into these childcare and early childhood education programs that may not be able to get to their jobs? And given that these are some of our lowest income families, are there people who may have been fired that are facing dire existential, frankly, family-threatening, life-threatening circumstances because of this stupidity from the Trump administration?
There was a program in Waukesha that did have to shut down for a period of time because they were not able to access funds. I can share a bit of a good news update, which I think, good, thanks to all the advocacy from folks like the governor's office, from our local representatives, we have been able to get our funding request just this morning. So morning, Reach Dane finally received the over $600,000 that we had been waiting for. I think we're all holding our breath because the true test will come with drawdowns to come. Yes. So once again, it's a payroll week for Reach Dane, and we are crossing our fingers and toes and hoping that the system continues to function as it's supposed to.
Jen, are you saying that there remains pretty extraordinary concern about whether and when funding may or may not be available? Is it having an impact on ongoing operations? Have people pared back their employees? Have they stopped providing certain services? CAPS? Are there any continuing programmatic impacts?
I think there definitely are. I think up until January 28th, we operated under the assumption that when we had funding that was awarded by Congress, already obligated to us, we're not talking about new dollars, that it would be available. And we no longer can operate under that assumption. And critical bandwidth from leaders like ourselves is now being taken up with managing cash flow. You know, is everything okay? Do we have our funds in place to be able to meet our expenses? Rather than what we should be doing, which is focusing on providing the highest quality programming for kids and families. And I think many directors like myself worry, the workforce situation in early childhood as a whole is hard. Yes. And will the uncertainty in funding, you know, make staff wonder, you know, should I be working for a Head Start? Do I need to be worried about my jobs? I had those conversations with some of our staff just this morning. So it makes what's already a challenging workforce situation even more challenging.
Casey, let me return to you folks. If you're just joining us, this is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm joined by two special guests this afternoon. Casey Peeks, who is the Senior Director of Early Childhood Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, and Jen Bailey, who heads up Head Start in Dane County. Casey, how many kids are in the Head Start program nationwide? How many child care workers? What sort of system disruptions are now at risk?
Yeah, so a lot of children are served. I think estimates range from like just under 800,000 a year across the entire United States and, you know, over 200,000 staff across the U.S. So this is a large infrastructure. In a lot of states that have preschool programs, Head Start's also helping with the state pre-K. So this is really wide sweeping. I know that in just in Wisconsin alone, I mean, there's over 70% of children under the age of six have all available parents in the workforce, which means that they need somewhere to be during the day. And yes. So services like Head Start are critical. So this is wide sweeping effects, not just Head Start, but the early childhood system in general. The crisis of like parents not being able to find care, disruptions, causes $122 billion in loss to the American economy every year. So when you mess with childcare, it has wide sweeping ripple effects to the local economy and just the broader economy in general.
Yeah, if your reason for voting is we want an economic engine, economic power, it doesn't work that way. If your reason for voting for Donald Trump was supportive families and middle-class families and folks that are struggling, it ain't working that way. We're going to come back with these very two special guests. Thank you, ladies, for sticking around for another segment, because we're going to dig in. This was actually part of an announced plan, the dismantling of Head Start. We're going to dig into what is actually going on here more deeply, how it's impacting you and your families, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Next. Hey, I'ma keep running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.